Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Tess Adar, the 21st of February. Dain Dovid Shlomo Englander Shlita, Mishloach Monos and Matonos Le'ev Yoinim. We'd just like to say that we're very honoured that Dain Englander has agreed to give today's Torah Way Shia as one of his first shiurim in London since his arrival. We wish him a gittin yishuv, v'choyla sheyase yasliach.
Thank you very much to the organizers of the Shia for inviting me to speak this morning. As an introduction, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Dalad, the Gemara says, Omer Bishum Alevi, Purim Shechalis B'Shabbos, Shoyalim V'Doyashin Ben Yonish Al Yoy. Rashi explains, Shoyalim V'Doyashin, Mamidim Beturgum Alafnei Achochom, Lidroish Igeres HaPurim Barabbah. Quite a cryptic lashon. Lidrish igeres hapurim berabim. The mashmos of Rashi is that shoylem v'dorshin means, in this context, means to darshan the Megillah, to take the Megillah's Esther and to speak about the ness of Purim. It's not a reference to the halachas of Purim, unlike shoylem v'dorshin in other places where it means the halachas. However, this pshat, which seems to be the Pasha Pshat, is Shver for two reasons. Number one, the Gemara asks immediately after that, Ma'ir Yipurim, Afilu Yom Tov Nami, D'Tanya, Moshe Tikin Lam Yisroel, Sheyushoyelim V'Doyashim, Minyana Shal Yoyim, Hilchis Pesach V'Pesach, Hilchis Atzeres V'Atzeres, Hilchis Chag V'Chag. The Mashmos of the Gemara is that Sheyolim V'Doyashim is about the halachas of the Yom Tov. And that's why the Gemara asks the Kasha from Afilu Yom Tov Nami. Second Kasha is that Rashi says, Lidrish Igeres Purim. This is not a regular Lashon. Rashi should have said, Lidrish Megillas Esther. Why does he say Igeres Purim? Perhaps we can explain that what Rashi means to say is as follows. We find in Megillas Esther that the word Igeres Purim is a reference to the missive, the Igeres, that Mordechai and Esther sent out to all the Yehudim in all the Medinas of Melech HaShveirish, that they should celebrate the day of Purim, the Chol Shana V'Shana. And there it says how they should celebrate it. Lasis Oysom, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, Umishleich Monas Ishler Eyu, Umatonas Lev Yenim. They're the halachas of how to celebrate Purim, that were in the Igeres of Purim. And in the times of Chazal, the Chochom that would be Doirish, Ben Yonish Al Yoyim, would take that Igeres Purim, those words, those psukim, that discuss the mitzvah sayoy, and they would darshan those psukim, and they would take from each word and each letter, and kol koitz v'koitz, they would darshan, they would expound and extract halachas, tila tilim shalachas, from those words. And that's what Rashi means. Shoylem v'dorshin, Ben Yonish Shel Yoyim. Rashi says, Lidroish Igeres Purim Barabim. That's what they did. They darshan the Igeres Purim. So it is the Igeres Purim, but it's also the halachas of the Yoim, and that's why the Gemara asks, Afilo Yom Tov Nami, because it says, every Yom Tov, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So in the spirit of this pshat, we will attempt to take the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Ishlei Eyu, and we will try to discuss these words, Mishloach, Monos, Ish, and L'Ri'eyu. Each word has, there's many halachas that we could learn from each word. So, let us start. The first word is Mishloach. What is Mishloach? Mishloach sounds like a lashon of Shlichus. There's the famous Binyan Tzion that the Mishnah Berurah brings, who said in this topic, is there a halacha that the Mishloach Monos must be conveyed through a shliach, through a courier? What about if a person hand delivers it? Is that also considered a keim of the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos? Or no? We say the Torah said Mishloach, the Chazal said Mishloach. Mishloach means it has to be specifically through shlichus. So there's a question about that. It's a machlekes ha'poskim, and it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that there's a makom lahachmir that it should be sent dafka through shlichus. There are many achronim who say there's no such kpeda of doing through shlichus. There is another question within this school of thought that holds that it needs to be done through shlichus. Does it have to be done through someone who's a bar shlichus? And the question is, we know that when it comes to other halachas of shlichus, let's say a person wants to give a get to his wife, so he could send a shliach to give the get. That a shliach has to be a Yisrael, he can't be a chayr shayt of a katan. There's halachas of who the shliach could be. How about when it comes to the mitzvah of shliach manas, if we'll say that you need to have shlichus, does that shliach have to be a shliach who's a bar shlichus? Or you could send it through anybody. So the question is, can you deliver? If you can you send shluach manas with a taxi, with someone who's not a bar Yisrael, would that be a kiyum of shluach manas? So it's interesting. The Chasam Sofer in Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Chasam Sofer says that it's poshut that you could send shluach manas through someone who's not a bar shlichus, and he says why? Because he says when it comes to something like a get, or kedushin, or other mitzvahs that needs to be done, truma that needs to be done through shlichus. So then, what we really need to do is, essentially, the person himself is the one who has to do it. The baal is the one who has to give the get. But not some biyadam. The Torah said shlucha shel adam kimoisay. If you send a shliach, then it's considered as if you did it. So then, in order to reach a level of kimoisay, you need to designate a shliach who the Torah said has a din of a shliach. Such as, so there's halacha, it has to be a Yisrael, it can't be a cheresh shayt v'katan. There's halacha of who can be that shliach, because it has to be kamoisai. However, says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to a mitzvah mishleach manis, the Torah never said it has to be done through yourself, and the shliach is accomplishing that it's kamoisai. It's just that it has to be sent. So it doesn't make a difference who sends it. You don't need a bar shlichus. He says even a koif can deliver it. Even a monkey can deliver the mishleach manas. There's an interesting story with the Satmar Rav, Zecher Levracha, that there was one time a different Rav who complained to the Satmar Rav that he felt slighted, that there was someone who brought mishleach manas to him on Purim dressed in a monkey suit. And the Rav felt slighted. He felt it was not bakovedik. That the person, that's how you bring him shlach manas, dressed up like a monkey. So the Satmar Rav says, why are you getting insulted? The Chasam Sofer says that even a koif can deliver a shlach manas. Certainly someone who's dressed in a monkey suit can bring the shlach manas. So the Rav said, what are you talking about? Where's this Chasam Sofer? He says, look in Chasam Sofer and get in daf chav beis on the base. And he was referring to this Chasam Sofer. He says, even a koif can deliver a shlach manas. So that's the halacha of shlichus. Now, in Lamaisa, there are actually three different schools of thought in the Poiskim, Benigay, the Shai of shlichus. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chasam Sofer says this pshat, he concludes, he says, v'hovein ze, ki kvar tov boi gedolim v'toivim mimeni. You should understand this well, because greater people than me have erred in this regard, in this inyan. What is he referring to? There's a Sefer Hamakna that brings that Rabbi Kiva Eger had this question, whether Mishlech Manas can be sent through someone who's not a Bashlichus. And he says the Chasam Sofer, who was the Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law, said to his Shver, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, he said, if the mitzvah would be that you have to do it yourself, and the Shliach is Kemoisoi, then you could say it has to be a bar shlichus. But since the mitzvah is mishloach, the mitzvah is not to do it yourself, so there's no din, it has to be kamoisai. Mistama, what Chasam Sofer was referring to, kvar tov boi gedolim v'toivim mimeni, he was referring to his father-in-law, Rabbi Kiva Eger. So we have really three schools of thought. We have Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that it really has to be done yourself, and you can't send a shliach. We have the Binyan Tzion, who says the opposite, that you can only be yaitzu l'shlichus, and not, well, at least he has a tzad, his maskan is really not like that, but upon that tzad, the binyan tzion, that you need shlichus, and you can't be yaitzu yourself. And the Chasam Sofer, who says that you can do it yourself, or through a shlichus. Now there is a very big kasha on this, maybe we'll get to this at the end, but the Gemara says that there were two amiroim mechlefis to the sayu adodi. Rashi says one would eat, this one would eat by this one this year, the Suda, and that one would eat by that year, the Suda, and that's how they were mekayim the mitzvah mishloach manos. So many achrayim ask, Reb Chaim Brisker asks, many others, if there's a din of mishloach, then how could you, if it has to be done through shlichas, how are you yoytze with mechlefis with the sayu adodi? That's a question, maybe we'll speak about it later. The next, okay, so that we covered the inyan of mishloach. What about monos? What is monos? We know that monos is lashon rabim. It has to be two, the Gemara says. You shtei monos le'ish echad. But what is mono? What is a mono? A mono is, in lashon kodesh, is a portion. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the chorus from the Rambam, chayv l'shloach l'chaveir shtei monos shel basar oy shel minei eichlin. Two portions of meat or minei types of food. The poskim say it has to be dafka food, it can't be other presents. But the question is, why does it say bossa? Why is it? So we'll speak about that in a minute. Why does it say bossa? If he says bossa, and then it says minei oichlim. So if minei oichlim includes all oichlim, so why does he say bossa? Why does he single out meat more than anything else? Now, the Trumas Hadeshin, the makar of this halacha that it has to be dafka food comes from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin says that you can't be yoytze by sending any other type of present because the tam of Mishloach Manos, he says, is kedeshi yehelech al echod dai v'sipik l'kaim hasuda kedina. And therefore, it needs to be sorche hasuda. Now, it's another halacha. We know that it has to be prepared food. It has to be food that's ready to eat. If it's raw food, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. This comes from the Maharil, because monos means something which is ready to eat. There is a very big kasha on this shita, which the Netziv asks, and the Bekor Chaim from the Chavis Yoyer, which was not printed in the times of the Netziv, but he already asked this kasha, that it says in this week's parasha, parasha Tetzaveh, Hashem says to Moshe, you should take the chazeh atnufa v'hoyer l'chol l'mono. So it says mono, and even though it was still raw, it wasn't cooked, it was just at the time of the tenufa from immediately after the avoid of the kabbonis, and still it says v'hoyer l'chol l'mono, you see that mono can be even something which is not prepared yet, which was not ready to eat. Yeah, it's a kasha, maybe we'll speak about that later if we have time. Now, the question is, if all, we asked before, if all food is can be used for the mitzvah mishloach manos, why is it that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say basar oimine oichlim? So the Makor Chaim from the Chavis Yoyer, which was printed in the Ksav Yad about 40 years ago, the whole story of Hashgacha Pratis, how that happened, but it's a sefer from the Chavis Yoyer from 300 years ago, and today it's printed in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. He says that mitzvah min amuvcha to send basar or dogim for the mishloach manos. I know many people have an idea that it needs to be something with white sugar inside, but the Chavis Yoyer says the mitzvah min amuvcha, the mitzvah katchila, is to send basar and dogim. He doesn't explain why, but it seems that his makar is from this. Now, why is this? The Rambam. Interesting, the Rambam who says that you should send basar imine oichlim, the Rambam says when it comes to the suda, what should you make the suda from? The Rambam says, sheyoichal basar v'yisakin suda no kefi ashetim tziyoda. The Rambam says that there's a special mitzvah in the suda's Purim to eat basar. It would seem that the Rambam understood the mitzvah of Shalach Manas like the Trumas Hadeshin says, that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is kedei shiheilu chol echad dai v'sipik l'kayim ha-suda. It's in order that every person should have enough in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And since the Sudas Purim is done with basar and suda noe, so the Mishloach Manos also should be from basar and minei oichlim. But the idea, the idea of Mishloach Manos should be to send the materials, the items that people need for the suda. And the Makor Chaim says that this is how, he says, this is my minig, this is my father's minig, this is my shver's minig, to send to one neighbor, send them from your suda, food that you prepared for your suda, send them at least one Mishlech Manas. In other words, you send out many, many Mishlech Manas, right? But at least one you should send to a neighbor, someone you know, send them Tzorche Suda, one of the dishes that you prepared for the Suda, you should send them and be Mekayim, but it should be two Manas to be Mekayim this mitzvah Mena Mufcher of Mishlech Manas. That's something to keep in mind, to send type of meat or other types of Tzorche Suda. That's a mitzvah ben amufcher to send. Now, of course, we're not saying you're not yotze if you send chocolates or other things, but it's definitely an inyan, a mitzvah ben amufcher to send the tzorche suda.
Could you then send crockery and cutlery? That's tzorche suda.
No, that's the Tumas Hadashin says it has to be for the kedei she sipik l'chol echad. He's saying because it's kelim of the suda.
Kelim of suda. I'm just asking.
He says the Tumas Deshin says another reason. Monos is something which is edible. Okay, the next word. So we covered Mishloach, we covered Monos. Now how about Ish? So Ish, some places Chazal Dashin Ish v'lo Isha. So the question is, do we say that Ish means that only a man is mechuyev in the mitzvah Mishloach Monos and not Isha? The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa, Isha Chayeves B'matonis L'Avyoinim Mishloach Manas Ki'ish. But then he says, V'isha Tishalech L'isha V'ish L'ish. A woman should send to a woman, a man should send to a man. But a woman is Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas. That's interesting that, where does he get this from? That a woman has to send to a woman and a man to a man. I mean, you could say it's maybe not so tzniyistic, you know, it's not the right thing to do. It's at sneeze. But the question is, why does this come in Dafka and Mishloach Manas? There is a the Pri Chadosh is Chaylik on the Ramah. He says, since it says in the word Ish in the Pasuk, it means Ish v'lo Isha. He says, where does the Ramah get this from? That Ish means that even an Isha is Mechuyev in the Mitzvah. So interesting. The Korban Asanel in Megillah, Perek Aleph Siman Tes, he says that the Ramah understood the question of the Pri Chadosh, that you could have said Ish v'lo Isha. So he says, but the Ramah wrote a Sefer Darkei Moshe on the tour, and usually whatever he says in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is the source of that halacha is going to be found in the Darkei Moshe. So if you look in the Darkei Moshe, this halacha he brings from the Marie Bruna. Who says that a isha is chayeves in mishloach manas, but a isha is sent to a isha and a isha is sent to a ish? Says the Korban Asanel, the Mari Bruna is explaining why is it that we don't say ish v'lo isha. He's coming to explain the Pri Chadosh's kash. He's coming to answer the Pri Chadosh's kash. Be'etzim it says ish, it should be ish v'lo isha. So why don't we say ish v'lo isha? Zokte no, af heinoy ba'isa anes. The Noshim were in the Nais of Purim, and therefore they should be Mechuyiv, just like the Mechuyiv Mekiris HaMegillah, the Mechuyiv Mishloach Manas. The Pasuk says Ish. He says, the Pasuk says Ish to teach us that an Ish should send to an Ish, and an Ish should send to an Isha. That's what the Korban Asanel explains what the Mari Bruna is trying to say. And Hamila, we understand the Ramah very well. The Ramah is saying, Isha is Chayevis Mishloach Manas. Why is it that the Pasuk says Ish? Because an Ish should send to an Ish, and an Isha should send to an Isha. That's how the Korban Asanel explains. Okay, so that's the word ish. Now, how about the next pasuk re'eyu l're'eyu? So there's a few questions in the Achronim l'alocha l'maisa about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas connected to the word re'eyu. First of all, there's a question: is a katan considered re'eyu? The Orach HaShulchan says. He has a question: if you send Mishloach Manas to a katan, are you yotze the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? So he says, yesh l'stapik. And he says, I'll bring you a raya that you can be yotze by sending to a katan, because a katan is also considered a ehu. Where do we find that? We find in the pasuk yigoyf shir ish shir ehu, and the Gemara says that negech shir shal katan is chayiv. So we see that a katan can be considered a ehu. However, the Kaf HaChayim brings from the Ben Ish Chai and from the Moed Kol Chai that matonis levyoinim you can give to a katan, but mishloach manas cannot be to a katan. Why not? Because the pasuk says re'ehu, and a katan is not re'ehu. So the Sefer Zera Chaim from the Yaakov Chaim Sefer, the Einikel of the Kaf HaChaim Shlita, and he says what he says, how could they say such a thing that a cotton is not considered an eyu? When the pasuk says v'ahavtol reyachol kamoicho, are we going to say that a cotton is not considered reyacho because it's a cotton? How could that be? How could they say that a cotton is not considered an eyu? So he explains that, of course, when the pasuk says reyacho can be considered a cotton, but when the Torah says ish l're'ehu, so ish is moitzi cotton. So when you say ish l're'ehu, it means to someone who is like him. That means to a gadol, because the ish is a gadol, so l're'ehu is to a cotton. So a gadol has to send to a gadol. A cotton can send to a cotton, but a gadol can't send to a cotton. That's how he explains this sheet in the Achrayna. So, l'maisa, a cotton will be mechuyif to send mishleach manas and will be yoytzeh by sending to a cotton. Din chinuch, that's for sure. But there is a question: if a gadol will send to a cotton, will he be mekayim the mitzvah mishleach manas? So make sure to have on your list at least one gadol that to make sure to be yoytzeh the mitzvah of mishleach manas. There is another question. Many times, is a rosha bechalal re'ehu? So you send to someone who's a rosha, let's say mechal Shabbos. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of mishleach manas? So the Mari Asad in the Sefer Yehuda Yala, Siman Reish Dalet, he says, Re'ehu does not include a Rosha. A Rosha does not, you can't become Mishleach Manas by sending to a Rosha. And he says, because Rashi says in Parash Shemois, it says, Vayemer l'Rosha lo masakeh Re'echo. Re'echo. So Rashi says, Re'echo, Rosha kamoischo. Why do you say Rosha kamoischo? Because if he wouldn't be Rosha kamoischo, then he wouldn't be Re'ehu. So you see that a Rosha cannot be considered Re'ehu if you're a tzaddik. If you're not a Rosha, then you're not considered Re'ehu to someone who is a Rosha. So perhaps someone who's a Mechal Shabbos can be kind of mitzvah by sending to a Mechal Shabbos. But someone who's a tzaddik, a Shem Torah mitzvahs, according to the Mari Asa, will not be able to be yoitzah the mitzvah of Mishleach Manas by sending to someone who's a Rosha. So the Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Tshuva Van Hoggis also speaks about this shaila. He says, possibly, if someone's begedah tinek shenishba, then maybe you could be yoytz the mitzvah sending to him. That's a big question, not for now. Who's considered nowadays tinek shenishba? But that's we'll leave that as it is. But upon him, in principle, if you send to someone who's a rosha, you're not making the mitzvah of re'eu. Another question is, is Rabbi considered Re'ehu? If he's sent to someone who's your Rav, who's your Rebbe, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishleach Manas? Perhaps we can say that Ishler Re'ehu, that's to someone who's your friend, but you send it to your Rebbe, to your Rav, that wouldn't be considered Re'ehu. So that also, the Rabbi Yehuda Asad in his Tshuvas discusses this question, and he says, of course, how can you say that your Rebbe is not considered Re'ehu? Says the pasuk says lo sashek as reicha lo sigzo. Are you allowed to steal from your rebbe? Are you allowed to yoishik not pay your debt to your rebbe? But after the reich kamoicha, you're not mechuyev. After the reich kamoicha to your rebbe, of course, yes. So definitely, rabbi is considered reicha. And he says, I have a raya from Mefurash Gemara that you can be kind of mitzvah mishleach manas by sending to your rebbe. What's the raya? Mefurash Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says if Yehuda nesiya shodle the oishia. He sent different cuts of meat, and he sent him back a message. He said, "Kiyamta bonu rabbeinu mishleach manas ishtri eyu." So we see from there that you could be mekayim by sending to your rebbe. Okay, so that's not a question. That certainly to send to your rebbe, to your rav, is a kiyam mitzvah mishleach manas. And not only that, but it's actually a minig yisrael to send mishleach manas to your rebbe, to your rav, and even to give presents. To show your appreciation for your Rav or for your Rebbe on Purim by sending more than just Mina Euchlim, but also a token of appreciation as well.
What is Mishpocha?
Sorry? Mishpocha of? Is that considered a Ehu?
Yeah.
Yes, there is a question. Rav Moshe Steinbuch says a big chiddush. He says that to send to your own immediate family is not considered an eyu. He says that you should try to give to someone outside your family. Help. He says to give to your brother, your sister, it might not be considered an eyu. Big chiddush. Because the Gemara itself says, Rav Chanina bar Avin and Rav Ida bar Avin, the two sons of Rav Avin, were brothers. It says, Mechaf Yisudasaya Adodi. So it's mashma that they were Mekayim Mishlech Manas, even though they were brothers. Okay, it's not for now. Okay. Agapana, let's get back to, we had three kashas along the way that were still not answered, and perhaps we'll try to say a mahalach to answer these kashas. First of all, we had a kasha that, how could you say, Mechaf Yisudasaya Adodi, he ate by him, and that's how they became Mishlech Manas. What happened to the din of Mishloach? Has to be Aide Shlichus. The second kasha was v'hoylecha l'mono. The pasuk says mono about something which is not prepared yet for eating. And the other question of why does it have to be basa? Why does it have to be dafke meat? Which we explained with the Rambam that it has to be tzorchi suda. The truth is that it's very mefursim in the Indian mishloach monos is to be ma'ar reyus. It's to make people come together and kirv to bekarv halvavos. People should be closer to each other. The emphasis is that this pshat comes from the Manas Halevi, which is it's divrei agoda when he says this, and many achrayim build mamish many binyon, very big binyonim on this yisoid that it's to be marv reyus. But the emphasis is that we many times forget about the Trumas Hadashin, who's the Pashtus. The Trumas Hadashin says the Indian is to send Tzorchi Suda. That's the Indian of Mishloach Manas. It's like the Pasuk says in the Chem, Yeshulchu Manas Le'in Nochin Loi. That's Mishloach Manas, is to send portions from your Suda to people who don't have, that they should have Tzorchi Suda. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tofesh Sadi Hei, Sifkotni Yud Beis, he explains this din of Mechafi Suda Sayu Adodi. How is it that they were in Mekai in the midst of Mishloach Manas? By eating, one hosted the other one. So he says, nearly the misha oichel al shulchan chaveri v'loy heichen loy klum potem l'shalach monas. Someone who's eating in someone else's house and did not prepare anything for himself for a suda is potem from the mitzvah of shalach monas. And he says that's the pshat in the din of mechaf yisudasayu la'adodi. What does he mean to say? The Magen Avraham is not talking about the host. He's talking about the guest. He's saying, how is it's true the host is Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manas by hosting the guest. Let's assume that for some reason we'll get around the problem of Mishloach. But how is the guest Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manas? Zokta Magen Avraham, that since he's eating in someone else's house and he did not prepare anything for himself, there's no Mitzvah Mishloach, he's Potter Mishloach Manas. What does he mean to say? And also, why does he say Potter? You should say that's a kid, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manas. I think it's very clear, the way the Magen Avraham is learning is like this. The Trumas Hadashin said that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas is to send Tzorchei Asuda. That every person should have sipuk, should have enough food for their Suda. The pasuk Shulchan Manas Le'ein Nochlin Loi is also the same concept of Mishloach Manas. Le'ein Nochlin means Le'mishloi Heichen Loi. So someone who did not prepare a Suda. You should send. That means the people, Klai Yisrael, there are different types of people in Klai Yisrael. There are some people who prepared a Suda for themselves. There are some people who didn't prepare the Suda for themselves. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manas is that the people who did prepare a Suda should send portions from their Suda to the people who did not prepare for themselves. Zokta Magen Avraham, if you are from the people who did not prepare a Suda for yourself, you don't have a mitzvah Mishloach Manas. He's not saying you're mekayim a mitzvah by eating with someone else's suda. He's saying he's potem Mishloach Manas. The chiyuv was only for someone who prepared himself a suda should send to the people who didn't prepare. But someone who's loy heichen loy klum, where is he eating a suda? He's eating by someone else's house. That person is going to mekayim the mitzvah Mishloach Manas. He's not mekayim the mitzvah Mishloach Manas. He's potem from the mitzvah Mishloach Manas. Because he doesn't have that chiyuv of that he prepared for himself, he sent to the people who didn't prepare. And maybe we can understand the answer to these three kashas. First of all, why does it have to be dafka basa that we explain is because the Rambam says basa is how you make the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas and in the mitzvah of Suda, and therefore you're supposed to be sending from the portions of your Suda to someone else who didn't prepare Suda. The kasha of There's no mishloach. The answer is why is there such a kpeda that it should be mishloach? It should be sending, because mishloach means I'm eating my suda here. When I'm eating my suda, I should send to someone who's didn't prepare himself a suda. I'm sending him portions. So if you invite someone to your suda, then that's certainly mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manis. That's a kavu chaimitz. Yes, b'chal masayim manis. That's certainly including the mitzvah of mishloach manis. And the finally the kasha of v'hoylecha l'mana, how is it considered v'hoylecha l'mana when it wasn't ready to eat? The answer is if the mitzvah mishloach manis is that you should send from your suda. So in that case, who's the baal suda in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu v'hoylecha l'mana? The one who's eating the suda is the mizbeach. The mizbeach is eating the suda of the carbon, and he's sending a mana to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yishulchan kavoya kazachu v'hoylecha l'mana. So the achilas mizbeach is when the thing is raw, not when the thing is cooked. So Emelu, he's able to send it even when it's raw. We eat, the hedyot only eats cooked food, so he sends from his cooked food to someone else. In other words, the word mana is depending on what type of suda it is. Whatever the suda is, that's what the mana is going to be. If the mana, for us, the mana is going to be prepared food, cooked food. And for someone else, For the mizbeach who eats it when it's raw, that's going to be the mana of the mizbeach, and that's how the pasuk is able to say v'haylecha l'mana, even though it's not cooked food. Okay, we should be zoicha to mekayim behide the mitzvah of mishloach manas, and not forget what the Rambam says that it's a bigger mitzvah to be marben matoz lev yoinim than in mishloach manas. She'ein sham simcha gedolim v'oro k'mayla sameach leiv hom lolim mo'ela, and and he says whoever is mesamech the aniyim v'umlolim is doymel l'shchina, and so the as much as we're mahadir in the mitzvah of mishloach manas, but we should mahadir even more in the mitzvah of matanas l'avyonim, and we should be zeichet mekind, especially in this in our situation where there are many people who need the matanas l'avyonim because of the economic state of the world. So certainly we should be married with Matanas Lavyanim and Mishloach Manas.